Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You may have seen the arresting headline at the weekend that the average Irish household is now millionaires. Needless to say, the vast bulk of that is tied up on property ownership and may not be very liquid. But a report from Fordell Wealth Management suggests that households are foregoing €3.5 billion worth of earnings every year by keeping vast amounts of their disposable cash in low-yield accounts. Although it may not feel that way, the report says the nation is becoming more equal, with the bottom 50% of households growing their wealth at least 14% per annum. And Stephen Fell is the chief executive of Fordell Wealth Management and is sitting with me. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Joe.
So if you own a house in Ireland, there's a good chance you're worth over €1 million.
Well, the average household in Ireland is now worth €1 million. I suppose by household, we mean a family unit. So that's that can be a husband and wife.
At least two earners.
Mm. And again, as with all these things, there is a skew. If we cut out the outliers and we use the median figure rather than the average, the median is closer to €450,000, but still very significant.
But you can see the difference between €1 million and €400,000. How much does property account for in this wealth? It must be a very high figure.
It's approximately 60%. 56% of Irish wealth is still tied up in property, Joe.
And is 40% tied up in savings, deposits, other pension investments, stocks, bonds, that kind of thing?
Well, interestingly, Ireland's very underinvested in a lot of the traditional type investments you've outlined. So equities or stocks, bonds, funds is actually in the region of 5 or 6%, which is probably half what it is in a developed nation like the US, which would have a big savings culture. Mm. As you alluded to at the outset, we're still hopelessly overinvested in cash. And the frustration of that for us as wealth managers is looking at people effectively seeing the value of that cash eroded away year by year, because inflation is now running at 3.5%. Mm-hmm. And yet the paltry deposit rates that hundreds and thousands of
way less than 1%.
Way less than 1%.
And the ECB rate, as you know, is 2.25%. So you reckon €3.5 billion every year is left on the table by people keeping them on these deposit and current accounts?
Absolutely. Between €3 and €3.5 billion being left behind. As you say, the ECB rate is now 2.25% and expected to go higher later in the year. And we estimate that the average deposit rate being paid by Irish retail banks on short-term and call deposits, current accounts, etc., is less than 0.5%. So there's a huge gap there.
Mm. Which the banks can play with. They can play with that gap because they have your money.
Completely.
Yeah. You would rather them, of course, give it to you so that you could play with it.
Well,
what would you do with the money if you got that $3.5 billion from every year from Irish households? What would you recommend them to do with that money?
Well, if we use inflation as a benchmark, like inflation is running at 3.5%, a long-term equity portfolio or something where you're taking market risk, if you're invested for 8 or 9 or 10 years, should return 7 to 8% per annum. But that's not guaranteed, and it's not without risk.
Mm. Subject to capital gains tax.
And subject to capital gains tax. Mm. But some balance of bonds, cash, you know, long-term prudent investing can mean that the €100,000 or the €10,000 you invest today is doubling every 10 years if you're getting 7% return.
Yeah. Your survey also looked at high net worth individuals. We'll talk about what the survey found in a moment, but what is the definition of a high net worth individual?
Definition of a high net worth individual, Joe, is somebody with a net worth or a household with a net worth in excess of €1 million, excluding the family home, and taking out any debt that might be there, mortgage debt.
So you take out mortgage debt, and they've got at least €1 million. And they, strangely enough, they're not as interested in the proposed new savings and investment accounts. They're far more interested in capital gains tax rates.
Yeah, it's an interesting takeaway. So we've seen a narrative, particularly from Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who's been pushing the CGT and the CAT reform. Mm. Simon Harris has been more aligned with the savings, the personal investment account regime. Excuse me.
Which he will announce in the budget, probably in October.
Yeah.
And the wealthy, the super net super wealthy in this country, they think that capital gains tax, which is what, 30,
35%?
33%. They're saying that's too high for obvious reasons, because all they get paid potentially in dividends and in different forms of income.
Yeah, and it's probably not the super high net worth. You know, to be €1 million is still a lot of money, but as we see from our report, there's a lot of people with that net worth. There's a lot of high earners, which is defined as somebody earning over €100,000 per annum. I think it's less about tax avoidance or CGT being lowered. I think of a lot of it's through the lens of passing on assets to their children, and CGT going hand in glove with CAT, or
capital acquisitions tax.
Capital acquisitions, our inheritance tax, which at 33% our clients, and it would seem Taoiseach thinks is too high.
The interesting part of your report, I thought, was the fact that we're becoming a fairer society, i.e. the gap between the wealthy and the not so wealthy is narrowing.
Yeah, certainly in Ireland. I'm going to get very technical for a second, so bear with me. The measure of wealth equality in an economy is called the Gini coefficient.
An Italian economist.
Exactly. And if the Gini coefficient is 100, it indicates that one person owns everything. If it's zero, it indicates that everything is spread equally. So we sit somewhere in the middle. But interestingly, our spread of wealth across the entire populace has doubled in the last 10 years, when actually in the EU, on average, it stayed quite static. And unsurprisingly, the countries with the highest Gini coefficient, i.e. the wealthiest people and the most concentrated, are the likes of Finland and Germany and Austria. We
wouldn't have thought that.
We sit down the other end. We sit with Greece and Slovenia and some of what might be perceived to be the more emerging economy. So it's an interesting takeaway, probably not felt by your listeners or indeed a lot of us who are battling with inflation and the cost of living increase. But it does show that we have seen a greater spread of wealth amongst our population.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and joining us. That's Stephen Fell, the Chief Executive of Fordell Wealth Management.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.